Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain and snow to parts of interior New York and New England yesterday is now departing off the eastern seaboard. A cold westerly wind is developing across the area, and temperatures continue to slide back down through the 20s, and that's where we start the day today. Some of the leftover moisture on the ground is now freezing up, and areas of black ice will be common this morning, especially on untreated surfaces, so be prepared for a few slick spots as we start the day. Later on today, temperatures will not climb that much, with that northwest wind counting against us, and readings will only reach the upper 20s and lower 30s on average throughout the region. And with the wind at times over 20 miles per hour, wind chill values will be even colder. The wind will persist into tonight and tomorrow. And right on through the period, we'll have scattered flurries and snow showers and heavier lake effect snow squalls downwind of Lake Ontario and also in parts of the hills of western New England, where 1 to as much as 3 inches of snow could accumulate tonight and tomorrow. As we get into Friday, things will calm down considerably in terms of wind, and temperatures will bounce back into the 30s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds. And then another storm system currently affecting the middle part of the country will make its way toward us for Saturday and Saturday night. Depending on the exact track of this system, we could have a round of snow across interior New York and New England for the middle of the weekend before things start to dry out on Sunday, and then we'll warm it back up into the 40s as we head into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued for a large part of the Central Plains and Missouri Valley for late today and tomorrow. A strong low-pressure system moving out of the Rockies and through the plains will bring snow to the entire region. Snowfall totals of 12 to 15 inches will be common in parts of Kansas and Nebraska through tomorrow, along with gusty winds. The storm will impact travel through the Midwest and plains out to the Denver area. And much of the central and southern Rockies out to the Wasatch and southern Sierras are under a winter storm warning as a trough of low pressure brings more snow to the mountains of the west. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Calgary, Alberta, Canada at 5 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail is at Kaliningrad, Russia at 3:30 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 5 degrees, and a northwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy skies and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 16, 63% relative humidity. A west wind at 8 miles per hour, gusting to 17, and the barometer at 29.73 inches, and currently it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Fort Pierce and Stewart, both in Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Rugby, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston partly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 43 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 31, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still 7.2 inches for the month, which is 1.4 inches below normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 15.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 768, that's 6 above normal, and 4,244 for the season, which is 369 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high 66 set in 1930, and the record low 16 below zero in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 5:34 p.m., 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder today with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 20s, though near 20 in the mountains. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, some places 1 to 3 inches of snow with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy, colder today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder today. Scattered snow showers, perhaps a few heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy and windy with snow showers and squalls tonight, 1 to 3 inches in spots with lows near 10 above. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. It'll be windy and colder today with scattered snow showers, perhaps some more persistent snows across the hills with highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight with a couple of inches possible across the higher terrain and lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies, windy and colder today, with a few snow showers and flurries, and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy and windy, with more snow showers possible tonight, with lows in the lower to middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still windy and cold, with a few snow showers possible, highs in the upper 20s. Sunshine Friday, giving way to some clouds, less wind in the mid-30s. A chance of light rain or snow Saturday, and more snow on Saturday night, highs in the middle 30s. Lower to mid-30s with snow showers on Sunday, mostly sunny near 40 on Monday, and late-day rain or snow possible Tuesday with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.